Hey, everybody, this is Stelyefti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And on today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about this kind of loose topic that I'm sure we'll get into an interesting discussion, but it's something we all deal with, which is what people really think about you.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And I'm gonna call you out, Stelly, first by asking you why you picked this topic for today, because you picked it.
Yep.
I'm just get to announce it, I guess.
Yes. So here's the background story. A good friend of mine, he recently had this experience where he was given some very kind of honest and harsh feedback about himself. So he joined a startup with a bunch of other friends of mine that he was friendly with before. And then he decided they recruited him and he decided to join them and work with them. And at some point they had like a feedback round and they told him that at times he can be very, very harsh and very hard to people. And that to him was like a earth-shattering thing. At first, he didn't believe it, all right? So at first, he was like, you know, I've lived my entire life. I've gathered a lifetime of perception of who I am or what people think of me. And this thing, apparently, that him being very harsh and hard on people, that was something that was completely outside his worldview about himself and everything that he let through his filter. So he went to his roommate and one of his best friends and told him about the feedback that he just got and was like, is this really true? And his roommate friend was like, abso-fucking-lutely, are you crazy? Of course, this is true. And that blew his mind. And he was talking to me just recently about this, was telling me, he was like, this is really fucking with my self-perception, like in my self-awareness and my like thinking maybe I don't know who I am and what people really think about me, because this is something I was completely unaware of. And we were talking about this a little bit, and I told him, listen, and he'd done a bunch of stuff. We can get into this a little bit later, but he went through the trouble of creating this really elaborate, like, survey about himself, right? And sending it to tons of people, like ex-coworkers, bosses, friends, family members, in a quest to learn more about himself. But one of the things that I told him, you know, there's once a year, myself and a bunch of friends go on a sailing trip for a few days, the Mediterranean, and they're all entrepreneurs. And he's been on that trip from year one. And I told him, listen, you're not unique in this. Like, think about, let me ask you this. Think about all these, like the group of 10 good friends where we go sailing for a whole week and we have all these really deep discussions and we're so honest and we're so open about each other and about our ideas and businesses and all that. Let me ask you, do you have certain opinions about certain people on this boat that they would be surprised or shocked if they learned that you had those kind of judgments or opinions about them? And he started laughing. He's like, yeah. I'm like, it's exactly the same thing about you and about me and about everybody. There's things people think about us that they might not be telling us. Now, it's different, and we're going to get into this in the discussion. That's why I wanted to talk about you with this. It's different with him, or interesting in his case, because he heard something about himself that I think is pretty obvious that he was so shocked about. So that there's something interesting there. Why did he, you know, live 35 years of his life not learning this about himself? But it made me think about all the people I interact with, even friends at times, that, you know, some of them I'm brutally honest with about everything. Some of them I'm editing myself at times, you know, for various reasons. And it made me think of, like, people don't really know what the perception of them is that other people have and what people really think about them. And I thought it'd be it's one of these interesting topics you never read about, you never hear about a lot. So I thought it's the perfect topic for the two of us to work with and to brainstorm a little bit around. So yeah, that's the genesis of why I wanted to talk to you about this.
Yeah. I mean, on one hand, I'm like, super interesting story. I had an experience very similar with a close friend of mine and his co-founder. And the co-founder was the one who kind of was this person who didn't realize how they are, and how they're perceived by other people. So what do people really think about me is such a great question to ask yourself. At the same time, I almost want to say, like, who cares? You know, and what's interesting is that this person never thought about that question, it seems like. And they were in the full-on camp of who cares, right? Whether they knew it or not, they were in the camp of like, well, I'm just this way. And what I've seen and heard from people who have this sort of realization or a little either shaken up or like can't actually grok it, which is actually more commonly the case that I've seen, is that they assume that everyone else thinks like they do. So your friend likely isn't trying to be abrasive. He just like, oh yeah, you know, when I talk, I'm just direct because everyone likes it direct. Because if you talk to me, you should be direct with me and things like that. That's like the most common thing I hear. And like, this is like probably when there's an ambulance going by. Great. Well, there you go. Someone's dying. Their ego is dying. I think that there are the people that I meet that are like this are just not conscious to the fact that we all as humans are different. There's another one. That was a fire truck.
Now there's really something going down in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so I don't know. I mean, for me, I feel like that type of person is actually not the majority. It's probably the 20-30% of people that somehow have found a way to just live their lives and no one's been willing to tell them how they make them feel. And it's like, it's almost like we accept, you know, in general, we either accept people for who they are, so to speak, or we're just not willing to tell people when they're being assholes or something.
I think with him, the interesting case is that he is not just harsh and abrasive all the time, right? He's actually an incredibly sweet and caring guy as well. And I think that one hypothesis...
By the way, Stelly, that's usually the case.
That is usually the case, or many times the case. Yeah, but the thing with him is that I think that he's gotten, throughout his life, such strong feedback on the sweet side, right? And on his caring side, he's got like this overexposure to positive reinforcement, positive feedback, verbal feedback, and highlighting of that personality trait of his, that kind of informed his opinion and his self-image. And I assume that whenever he was super harsh or hard on people, because he was also so sweet to them, and because people are not as confrontational, that's just something he heard a lot less feedback about, right? That's something that people were not, you know, they didn't compliment him, but also, obviously, they didn't confront him on that at all, right? So he was completely unaware. It's like a blind spot about his personality. I think that I've observed this many times in startups in general, in teams as well. There's certain people, and we've talked about this in prior episodes, self-awareness, right? How well do you know who you are, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are? And also within social constructs and a startup, a team, company, economies, like we all live as humans, so as social animals, we all interact with others and live within that and function within that. And so the way people perceive us is impacting, you know, is impacting us if we know it or not, directly or indirectly, right? It will, and I'll give you an example. I know plenty of personalities in the startup world that are incredibly smart. Some of them, you know, geniuses even, people that are really hardworking, people that are fun to be around and cool. At times, like, in your face, delusional about certain things, right? Either about who they kind of like thinking of themselves way too highly, or thinking that they've done something way better than they really have done it, or thinking of their personality is way more magnetic or way more funny than they are. Like, just personalities that like overstate certain things. And you can tell sometimes when groups interact with them and they tell a story or they tell about some milestone that was hit or some project that was worked on, that people like go through the mental exercise of just dividing everything by half because it comes from this source. Oh, if you know Bob is saying, you know, they did X million in revenue, they probably did half of it. Oh, if Bob says, you know, the party was crazy and here's all the amazing things that happened, probably half of this stuff really happened. And nobody really tells, you know, this mythical or this the hypothetical quote unquote Bob that nobody tells these people that, you know, or calls them out, not typically, but they make the mental math and it affects how they perceive them as maybe smart, hardworking, maybe even successful to a certain degree, but they also perceive them as somebody that you can't really believe or somebody that doesn't have that much credibility or somebody that's probably not gonna, it just exaggerates what really happened. And they don't know it. Obviously, they don't know it, right? And they don't pick up on any of the subtle clues that are in the room, you know, in their interactions with people. And then there's even the, you know, and those are the nice cases, but there's even the worst cases where people get feedback and they just filter it out. And there's a fine balance. You said something previous with like, who cares? Don't let outside perceptions of what people really think of you. I mean, there's all these motivational quotes on like, you know, you shouldn't care as much about what people think about you, right? And to a certain degree, I agree with this. But on the other side, I also disagree with it because I'm like, when you're completely blind to what people think about you, it can have an impact on why you don't get certain opportunities or why don't certain people don't respond to your requests or why certain things are not working out and you're not succeeding because you're just completely unaware that people are judging you in a way and are discrediting you or don't want to work with you or don't want to give you certain opportunities. And if you're not aware of it, you cannot fix it. You know, you cannot attack the problem. So how do you find the balance between knowing, like, not giving a fuck what people care about you and knowing what people care about you at times where it's useful and valuable?
Yeah, it's a balancing act. So you're not surprised like your friend was. And, and like, I've seen people get surprised of like just having some kind of gauge. I think what's most important is like, there are always people whose opinion we value. Just period, right?
Yeah.
Like we just value their opinion about anything, right? It's not like a blanket, like, oh, I value his opinion on marketing or sales. It's like, I value that person's opinion. She tells me what I need to hear when I need to hear it. And there's at least one person in your life, maybe more than one, hopefully more than one, that you feel that about. I think you should ask those people. You don't need to ask everyone.
Yeah.
Ask those people, you know, and ask those people what, you know, what the good, bad, and ugly about you is. And just say, I'm going to shut up now and you're going to talk and I'll just listen, take some notes, you know, and you'll learn something. But I think when people try to do like this blanket, ask everyone they know and things like that, it can be a little challenging, to get signal from all that noise. And it can actually make it counterproductive where you tend to ignore the things that you don't believe about yourself just because so many people are saying random stuff. Right. And you might not value their opinion. So to me, it starts with like, well, who are the people? What are the relationships I value? Sometimes it's just people you interact with a lot. So it could be your family members. Or, you know, even your colleagues at work and just get their gauge. And, you know, I think it's healthy to hear feedback. I think it's also healthy to understand how you are perceived by other people. It's unhealthy to imagine a perception that's not true.
It's unhealthy to imagine a perception that's not true. And it's even unhealthier at times to be obsessed about what you think your imaginative version of what people are thinking about you at all times, right? So you walk into a room and you're just thinking, what is everybody thinking about me? How are people judging me? Like if you're obsessed about other people's opinions on you and you run like a mental calculation all the time, usually it's one that's very critical, right? Of like how people are criticizing you in their own heads or judging you. That's a lot of times what crushes people and makes them very insecure, makes them shell up and not be able to enjoy themselves, not be able to be their full, you know, living their full potential. At the same time, you know, I think asking the question to the right people, this is the killer, I think, piece of advice here. Ask the right people about what their judgments and opinions are about you, the good, bad, and the ugly. And then listen. This is the thing we've talked about, feedback and how to receive it and how to give it. And this is one of the big reasons why people don't give you their honest opinion about you. It's because it's a very it's a very unbalanced risk reward ratio for the person giving the feedback, right? Because many people cannot deal well when they're criticized or when they hear something very critical about themselves. So if you want to truly understand what people think about you, then you need to ask, but also listen, right? Because if you listen and if you're open-minded, if you're ready, you should always be ready to hear them. It doesn't mean that you need to agree with them, but it doesn't also mean that you need to want to instantly change their mind about things. You should just ask the questions, show that you're open-minded, that you're curious, that you truly honestly honor their honesty if they tell you something critical. And if you demonstrate that, they're going to give you even more honest feedback, right? They're going to see, oh, this person's really ready to hear me. You know, maybe I should repay them with honesty. And then your job shouldn't be to try to change their mind or excuse yourself or explain yourself or be like, oh, you really think I'm super harsh and abrasive at times? Well, it's not really that I'm harsh. It's that, shut the fuck up. Like, it's not that's not the time when you ask for feedback to be trying to change people's minds. It's more about you understanding what people truly think about you. And then you don't need to instantly act on it. You don't need to believe it even or buy into it instantly. But you meditate on it, you sit on it for a little bit, and then you ask yourself, all right, what do I do with this knowledge? Is there something I want to improve? Is there something I want to change? Or is this something that I think is just part of the overall package? And now it's good to know that some people think this way about me, but I won't necessarily act on it. But I think finding the right people to ask is the first piece that you highlighted that I think is crucial. And my double click on this, or my follow up on this, is ask them the right way. Ask them because you really want to hear their opinion about you, not the truth, you know, but just their truth about you, and not asking them because you want to change their mind or because you want them to think a certain way about you, but asking them because you want to understand their point of view about you and their perception, and then taking the time to actually meditate, analyze, and then potentially take action or not take action, but having an instant increased self-awareness in terms of what the perceptions are of some people that are close to you and whose opinion you value.
Couldn't agree more.
I think that's it for this episode. Yes. What do people really think about us? The interesting question to ask once in a while. All right. That's it from us. We'll hear you very soon.